This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Unity requires you to eliminate the vitriol.
So unity to him means, of course, approaching our work on legislative issues.
If we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for
Unity Quilt. It represents our two families coming together, and there is a personalized square for each member of our joined family.
Shut up about unity.
We're going to argue like hell. I'm confident of that. Believe me, I know that. I've been there.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In the doghouse, the president's beloved German shepherds arrive at the White House.
The youngest Major, the first rescue dog to live in the White House.
The White House has two more new residents, Champ and Major.
These dogs, they walk around all high and mighty.
We must remember there are many more important things.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who I'm getting to like more and more, he just put forward a motion to say that it's unconstitutional to impeach someone who's not in office anymore, meaning the president of the United States. And that went down on a 55-45 vote. So in other words, five Republicans defected. And you'll not be surprised by the names that I'm about to read, the five feckless Republicans, starting with Susan Collins of Maine, Murkowski of Alaska, Romney of Utah, California, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Michigan, Ben Sasse of Nebraska. He's like a National Review type Republican. And Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, who's not running for re-election, by the way. And I heard someone say today, well, you know, it's time to move on from Mitch McConnell. And I think it was on Grace's show. So this guy was saying, well, it's time for, let the new breed of Republican senators fight it out. Cruz, Rubio, Hawley, and Sasse. And I thought to myself, which of these names does not belong? I don't think Sasse belongs in that category. Sasse has been backstabbing. Oh, Cotton was the fifth one. Sasse has been backstabbing all along. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. And there was a poll came out today, and we can talk about this a little bit. It gets back to the poll question that we had a day or two ago, which was, would you be interested in a third party, a Patriot Party? And Donald Trump issued a statement last night through his office that he's not interested. He disavows these efforts to set up a third party, a Patriot Party, and start raising money, because that's always what these things do. But there was a poll that came out today that said if there was a third party and Donald Trump was involved with it, that the third party would cast the Republican Party, the grand old party, into the dustbin of history. It would be the third party, actually. But, you know, I know some of the listeners are saying, look at that poll, Howie. We could get rid of the Republicans and succeed. But, you know, a poll, as they always say, is a snapshot. You know, that's not the way it works out. The 1912 election, the Bull Moose Party put the Republicans in third place, right, with Teddy Roosevelt. William Howard Taft, the incumbent president, finished third. But the Republican Party was back, and they swept the country in 8 years. And, you know, the Bull Moose Party was history when Teddy Roosevelt retired and then he died. And the history of third parties is they really always start strong. You know, I was just reading a review of a book about the 1948 elections. Dewey defeats Truman. That's the headline from the famous Chicago Tribune headline that Truman held up as a laugh when the Tribune was a real newspaper, world's greatest newspaper, WGN. That's what their motto was. And the review said that there were four people running in 48, two third-party candidates. There was Strom Thurmond, the Democrat governor of South Carolina, was running as a quote-unquote Dixiecrat. And then there was Henry Wallace, who was the second vice president of FDR. He was dumped from the ticket because he was basically a communist. He was a stooge of Stalin. So he was running on the Progressive Party. And so when the campaign started, Wallace and Strom Thurmond were getting huge results in the polls. But as time went on, everybody started saying, Wallace can't win. You know, Strom obviously can't win. So they faded back. You know, they went to either Dewey or to Truman. Same thing happened in 92. I don't know if you recall this, but I think at some point in the summer of 92, Ross Perot was actually, if he wasn't in the lead, he was very close to the lead. And he faded away as time went on. So I don't see it happening. An 860 says Perot was the one who killed third parties. The rules were rewritten. I think it's just the way things work out, you know, that people don't want to throw their vote away. You know, I've blanked the last two, the last gubernatorial election in Massachusetts, and I really had to. It took a long time to get me to blank the vote, but I blank it because Baker was running. I mean, I always vote for the lesser of two evils, and that's the way most people vote. 207. I held my nose and voted for that insufferable shrew Collins to try to keep Republican control of the Senate. Patriot Party looking better every day. Yeah, I don't know. She is insufferable. But again, do you think Sarah Gideon would have been better? Of course not. You know? I mean, again, we don't live in a perfect world. We are not perfect beings. But we could just use a lot less imperfection than Susan Collins has been bringing to the table all of these years. So I don't know. I mean, you tell me. Would you go for a third party? I mean, people are also texting me and telling me, and I know this for myself. I'm not giving money to Republicans right now. I mean, I could give money to a guy like Devin Nunes or LaMalfa, the guy that we had on last week from the 1st District in California. I could give money to a few Republicans, but I'm not giving to the Republican National Committee. Why would I do that? Or the Republican Senatorial Committee. That's Mitch McConnell's committee. I'm just disgusted with rhinos. I guess Ted Cruz has filed a bill to impose term limits, which is that's kind of a stunt. That's not going anywhere, obviously. I mean, they love being in office. I mean, obviously, they're addicted to it. They're all going to be carried out. I don't know if you saw this. It came out a week or so ago that Dianne Feinstein. You know, she's the one who should be presiding over this impeachment trial just by Senate rules. She's the longest serving senator. But she can't handle it because she's gone. So they have to hand it down to Pat Leahy, who's not much better. He's on the Joe Biden downhill slide. But she's 87 years old and she's not up until 2024. She has already filed papers to run for re-election. So she would be 91 when she was reelected, and she would serve until the age of 97. Now, I don't know that she's going to run. You know, it's always best. You don't want to be a lame duck. Lame duck is my favorite dish, as Sonny McDonough used to say at the State House, the governor's counselor. And by the way, Charlie Baker is having his State of the State address tonight at 7 o'clock, and I know everybody is tingly with excitement. Forget the snow. The big story everywhere is, what will Charlie Baker say? Number one in deaths in nursing home. Number three overall deaths. Number 38 in effectiveness of the vaccination rollout. He's done such a marvelous job. Unemployment rate, a mere 7.4% up in the
There's
top.
A lot at stake here.
Yeah, right. But he's not going to quit. He's going to have a Zoom call with the Republican State Committee now that this censure Baker campaign is going on tomorrow night. By the way, if you still want to sign the petition to censure Baker, you can do so. censurebaker.com, censurebaker.com, and go there and sign up to censure Charlie Baker for demanding the impeachment. He's another one. He could be with these guys, Romney and Collins and Sass and Toomey and Murkowski. They are a scurvy lot, a motley crew. But again, I just think if you split the normal American working man and woman vote in two, then the non-working class party, the Democrats, are going to prevail. And I don't want that to happen. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I had a dental emergency last summer. Where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but I was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best every day. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reason, and there are many. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, some of these new protocols actually make a visit to Dr. Houghton or any dentist more pleasant than in the past. To see for yourself how much better it is to go to Perfect Smiles, and it's one of the few places where you can say that, and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You need to keep your teeth healthy. So go to Perfect Smiles, 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year's sale and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's New Year's sale with code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. My box arrived today, and the one I'm looking really forward to is the mozzarella stuffed burger. Although Italian chicken over a lemony spaghetti sounds pretty good as well. It all sounds good. It's excellent food, and it's a change of pace, and you owe it to yourself. And again, it's a hell of a deal with the 10 free meals.
I've never even heard of lemony spaghetti. That sounds interesting.
It does.
It's like spaghetti lemon zest to it?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Mm.
It's fun
to say, too, lemony spaghetti.
Lemony spaghetti. Yes, indeed. All right, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of Dr. Fauci's mandates do you believe? No masks, one mask, or two masks?
I'm voting for no masks. His original statement. I always believe what the first thing out of your mouth is the truth.
84% say no masks, and 9% say one, 7% say two.
All right. 844-500-4242. 774 says, maybe TC Energy Corp, those are the builders of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, should hire Hunter Biden. I hadn't even thought about that. That is really a great idea. 844-500-4242. We still have some of the Gen Spas left, the Gen Spa cleaners. And this is really, really a great deal. If you're looking for a great a great Christmas or great Christmas, a great Valentine's Day gift, the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa. It's at half price, $69.95 value for just $34.98, and they go very fast. We got a lot of them today, and go to howiecarshow.com, click on store, and your sweetheart will love it because it'll enable her to clean her jewelry very easily just by putting it into the dishwasher in this little container, the Gem Spa, and it'll clean it perfectly. Howiecarshow.com, click on store, and it's half price for $69.95 value for $34.98. 844-500-4242. But, you know, he must know a lot, our head of the CDC, Dr. Anthony Fauci, because, after all, he makes more money than any other federal employee. $417,608 a year. That's more than the President of the United States makes. Although, of course, Trump gave his salary away for 4 years. $417,608. That would make him about the 100th best paid employee at the University of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Howie, I just wanted to say on your comment about the third party, I think it's a dynamite idea, and I think it's time has come. Sticking with the Republican Party, they've shown their colors now. It's like getting jello to stick to the wall. And some of these guys who betrayed Trump in the final days, in the final weeks or months, very shocking, very surprising, and it just shows how you can easily misplace your trust. So,
But Bob, I mean, you're not surprised, these five people that want to try Trump, these Republicans, you're not surprised by any of those names, are you? I mean,
predicted. I'm not surprised by them. But I am surprised a couple of comments that Kevin McCarthy made, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Now he says, oh, we didn't have all the facts, you know what I mean? I don't think that's good, that he's lost a little steam with me. And also McConnell, I just, you know, I can't warm up to that. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah, no, I can't either. I know exactly what you mean. You know, before or I guess after the vote today, Rand Paul, the sponsor of the measure, he said he thought he was only going to get 40 votes, and he actually got 45. And this really puts the nail in the coffin. I mean, if you think it's if 45 of them think it's unconstitutional, then 17 of those 45 are not going to, or 12 of those 45 are not going to vote to remove the president and remove the president. He's been removed. I mean, this is how silly it is. Will you vote to remove the president? Wait, his term expired. He's not the president anymore. Thanks for the call, Bob. 844-500-4242. I'm not defending Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Romney and all the rest of the snakes in the grass, the turds in the punch bowl. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's going to be very frustrating if you have people like Clinton. Clinton was elected twice with less than 50% of the popular vote. And that's when they were counting the popular vote legitimately. You know, so he was a minority president, and the majority of people didn't want him, but they split the vote. That's the way, and it was frustrating. 844-500-4242. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yo, Captain, my captain, long time listener, love you, love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, my topic is, I am just so upset with the Republican Party. I never donated to anybody until the day Donald Trump said he was running for presidency. I seeked them out and wanted to donate. And for the past 4 years, I've donated for my paycheck just about every other week. And, I mean, I'm not a big donor, but maybe at least $1,000 or more in the past 4 years. Now, when they send me something, I throw it in the trash, and they're never getting another damn penny from me. Some of these Republicans scammed them in the back. Some of them disrespected them. And if Donald Trump was to choose to run as a third party, I would definitely, most likely, pledge my allegiance to him.
But he says he's not. He says he's not. And again, the first day a third party, a candidate announces, that's his high watermark historically. That's always the way it is, whether it's a national election or a state election. Tim Cahill, believe it or not, didn't have bad numbers. I don't think he was ever in the lead, the state treasurer who ran as a third party candidate. And talk about a doomed struggle. All right, we'll be back. We'll take some more calls on this subject and others. When we return, 844-500-4242, I'm Howie Carr. Congrats.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know who said that the Trump trial, impeachment trial, was unconstitutional, voted to say it was unconstitutional? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, who has been reportedly saying he would round up votes to impeach, to convict former President Trump, he voted that it was unconstitutional. So I think that kind of puts him in the thumbs down category. And his minority whip, I guess you'd call him now, Cornyn, John Cornyn from Texas, He voted it was unconstitutional, too. So I guess he won't be rounding up too many votes for Chuck Schumer. So this thing is a non-starter, obviously. That's why we haven't been talking about it too much. And, I mean, look at the clowns who walked over there at the Adams family wedding, and Eric Swalwell. People on the Internet are changing his name to Eric Shagwell. I mean, and at least Jake Tapper asked him about it, this with the Russian spy. But, you know, he asked such a vanilla, anodyne question, though, the way he put it. That was the problem. Cut 30.
And can you clarify how much contact you had with this Chinese national who goes by Fang Fang or Christine Fang?
Jake, yes, and this is a 2015 meeting about a person that I had as a volunteer back in 2012 on the campaign. The FBI has said that I did nothing wrong. Don't take it from me. There was no wrongdoing. I've learned nothing new.
Sometimes you're entitled as a reporter, even though you have to show respect, even to a nitwit like Eric Swalwell. But sometimes you're entitled to ask the direct question, did you sleep with this woman who has been identified as a communist Chinese spy? Can you clarify how much contact? And then he says she was a volunteer. What did she volunteer to do for you, Congressman Shagwell? But again, he has to show he's a Democrat operative. He took orders from people like it. He worked for a congresswoman, a woman with the same rank. He's a coat holder. He's not a journalist. He's a payroll patriot. He's a member of the Clinton crime family. And then the most ridiculous statement of all, of course, is about the FBI. Again, the crooked FBI, it's becoming more and more obvious. These sentencing memorandums on Kleinsmith, who's going to be sentenced in a couple of days, I think on Friday. The Durham team, the special counsel, is saying that the hires up in the FBI knew that Carter Page was not a Russian asset. They knew that he was a CIA asset. And yet, so now the FBI, which has lied through its teeth, tried to frame the former president of the United States. Now he's using he says he's got a vote of confidence. He's been cleared by the FBI. Listen to this, cut 31.
The FBI has said that I did nothing wrong. Don't take it from me. There was no wrongdoing. I've learned nothing new. And Speaker Pelosi has said that she's keeping me on the committee. And by the way, Jake, Republicans were briefed on this conduct that this individual was trying to do with me and many other members of Congress back in 2015. I think this is retaliation more than anything else.
I think they were briefed and they said she's made approaches to members of Congress. They didn't say specifically, or it would have come out long since. And so he's not only been cleared by the FBI, he's been cleared by Speaker Pelosi. And we all know you can trust Speaker Pelosi. She's totally on the level because she was set up too by the hairdresser in San Francisco. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hey, Howie. Howie, about this third party thing, I think it's a good thing for people to threaten to start a third party because I think it can be a negotiation point to kind of scare the old hack Republicans into, you know, finally primarying, you know, patriots rather than the old rhinos or the hacks. I mean, remember Ron Paul? I mean, I was part of the Tea Party movement, and that was not a good thing because we split up into all kinds of different parties at that point in time, and that didn't really work. But when Ron Paul came along, the hacks got really scared, and we almost got him in up here in Maine. So I think everybody should get into the third party right now, scare the hell out of the Republicans that they're going to lose everything, and then at the last minute, come back in and say, no, but we're going to take over the party. We're going to take over your machine. We're going to take over your dollars. We're going to take over your trademark for patriots.
Yeah. I agree with you, John. They obviously are scared because people like McConnell, I think, would like to vote to convict Donald Trump. I mean, he is married to Elaine Chao, the former transportation secretary who quit on the day of the riot or whatever you want to call it at the Capitol. So she was trying to be a good swamp creature and a Mrs. Mitch McConnell by quitting Orange Man Bad. But today Mitch votes that it's unconstitutional. His leadership team basically votes for the same Thune, Cornyn. They all vote that, it's unconstitutional, so they're not going along with it. So maybe they're scared. I would be interested in seeing what the contributions are, how much they're down to the RNC and the Republican Senatorial Election Committee. I would bet they're way down. Thanks for the call, John. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm also a supporter of a third-party option here. And your last caller, he made some valid points. If you look back during the Ron Paul period, especially his first run for president, that was kind of an information campaign to get people warmed up and familiar with how the delegate process works, the importance of their local committees. And, you know, that is the only thing that made the GOP move, because right now they're reactionary. They try to out-Democrat the Democrats and have bargained away our values. So I'm invested in the Constitution Party, because if you look back at every effort, the Tea Party effort, almost any third-party push, everything that they stood for and wanted to change were constitutional violations that they wanted to see stopped, to shrink the size of government. And they point back to the Constitution anyways. So
yeah, but the Constitution Party, did they even have a candidate, Dave? Did they even have a candidate last year?
They did, but it is always with a third party, you're dealing with ballot access and dealing with that across the nation. So until people get it out of their mind, we got 55% unenrolled. 10% Republicans, 32% Democrats. I think that's a very clear, loud signal.
Well, that's in Massachusetts. That's in Massachusetts.
They're ready. They just got to stop thinking they can't do it.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that, Massachusetts is the state I'm familiar with and Dave's familiar with. But it used to be that the Democrats had close to a plurality or close to a majority of the votes. And then the independents or the unenrolled were like at, I don't know, 30%. And the Republicans had like 15 to 20%. Now the unenrolled, the U's are a majority, pretty clear majority. And the Democrats, as he said, are down to 35%, something like that, maybe less, and Republicans are only 10%. And a lot of that has to do with, if you're unenrolled, you can take either a Democrat or a Republican ballot. But it's just people are fed up with both of these parties. I mean, if you work for a living, how can you be a Democrat? Seriously. And we, you know, most of us in this audience know the drawbacks of the Republican Party. The weaknesses, shall we say? Think Mitch McConnell, think Susan Collins, think Murkowski, Romney, Sass, Toomey, Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy. Kevin, you know, Kevin, that earlier caller was right about Kevin McCarthy. He was ready to string up Trump in the early going. I mean, he jumped to the same stupid conclusions as if he was a CNN or an MSNBC anchor. It's embarrassing if you look back at it. 844-500-4242-207. What they don't get is that most of us supported Trump, not the Republican Party. That is also a very good way. Yes. It was not a Republican vote. It was a Trump vote. Absolutely. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. I don't think Trump is going to form a third party, and he shouldn't.
No, he renounced it. He said he's going to have nothing to do with this new party that's being set up. He said that last night. Yeah.
Some people, you know, are trying to convince him otherwise, but I think Trump's future is going to be largely determined on how well we do in the midterms. If he could help us get back the House and the Senate, I think that's going to be great for him to launch another effort in 2024. And by the way, I get calls from the GOP to donate, and I tell them, no Trump, no money, and I hang up.
And you know what, Joe? I think at the end of the eight-hour day, I think the solicitors those words are ringing in their ears. They hear it so much. I think that's the way everybody feels, isn't it?
I think it's true. No Trump, no money.
Well, don't you want to help out Mitch McConnell? No, I don't want to help out Mitch McConnell. Thanks for the call, Joe. 844-500-4242. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you could take advantage of their limited-time New Year's sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. We've been talking about the box that I received today. I mean, again, this is a new way to cook. One of the dishes I got is Italian chicken over a lemony spaghetti. You know, Taylor was saying, who's ever heard of a lemony spaghetti? That's an interesting concept. That's a new way to look at things. Mozzarella stuffed burger. I cook burgers all the time, but sometimes it gets a little boring. But stuffing a burger with mozzarella, what a great idea. Fully loaded pork taquita. I don't know what that is, but I'll give it a shot. I like a ground
pork. I think
those
are like mini tacos. They're like rolled up tacos, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what it sounds like, a rolled up taco, a miniature taco.
It sounds
I'm looking
very good.
Forward to that. They all sound really good. And they give you they're sourced directly from growers and, as I said, delivered to your door contact free. They just knocked on the door today. It was here. I went out and got it. I didn't have to go to the supermarket. I didn't have to wear a mask. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries. Cut food waste by 25%. Save time so you can spend more time with your loved ones and less time looking for your mask. Or two masks now. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box, during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead, you!
Send it to grace@howiecarshow.com.
The actions taken by the prior administration to
for all intents and purposes, destroy the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. So I'm getting made sport of here for saying I'd never heard of lemony spaghetti. Neither had Taylor. Gail in Texas says, ever hear of chicken piccata over linguine? Yes, I had some recently, as a matter of fact. Come on, man.
I've never heard it referred to as lemony spaghetti.
Right. Chicken piccata. Okay, it's got lemon in the sauce, which is delicious, and we all love chicken piccata. But I never heard it called lemony spaghetti. And so, but 603 says, how about spaghetti al limon? Oh, I knew Peter Limon. He was a mob guy in Boston. But I never knew his brother Spaghetti Al Limon.
Is that Don's cousin?
Hey, Peter Limon was one of the guys who went to prison, for 35 years based on FBI concocted, false information. He was framed for a murder he didn't commit. And he ended up getting like $27 million, but who would trade 35 years of your life for $27 million? Doesn't seem like a good deal to me. I don't think it seemed like a good deal to him either. Netherlands rocked by worst civil unrest in years as anti-lockdown rioters wreak havoc across the country. This is from the Wire. The seemingly peaceful demonstrations turned into chaos as groups of mostly teenagers began organizing on social media to attack public and private properties in different parts of the country in the anti-lockdown protest. And in a related development in Clark County, Nevada, that's Las Vegas, the biggest county in the state, obviously, they just announced that they're going to bring everybody back to the schools, all the kids. You know why? 18 kids in the public school students in Clark County, Nevada, have killed themselves since the lockdown. That's double what it usually is. This is what everyone has been predicting, that, you know, suicides, depression, alcoholism, people falling off the wagon, drug addicts, drug addiction, all these things are going way up. So probably fewer than 18 kids under the age of 20 have died in the whole United States of America, or not many more, but that's how many have died committing suicide just in one county in Nevada since this whole thing started. What a disaster this has been. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
How are you? I just want to chime in.
Oh, you're breaking up, Brian. Sorry about that. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Unfortunately, I live in Maine. I love Maine as a state, but, God, we really thought Susan learned her lesson after this last election. We really did. But, nope, she has not learned that bipartisanship is a boat that sails in only one direction, for God's
Mary,
sake.
Mary, there's an old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Now, my suggestion for the Republican Party is that we take it over. We Republicans take it over.
Yeah.
And rename it to the Guerrilla Operating Platoon or whatever. But get some fight in there, you know? I don't know how the Democrats do it. Do they make their people sign an oath in blood?
I don't know. I wonder about that, too. None of those Supreme Court justices, there's three of them, but it's really four of them now with Roberts, they never deviate. Nobody ever says, is one of the Democrats going to deviate and vote for the constitutional side of the argument that's before us today? No, they never do. You're right. I don't know how it works either. You know, I've thought about this, though. You know, you're right. The Republicans take over the Republican Party. Call it the Republican wing. The Republican wing of the Republican Party. That's like this whole thing with censurebaker.com that they're organizing now to have a vote to censure him at the meeting tomorrow night in Massachusetts, the Republican State Committee. It's the Republican wing of the Republican Party is coming after Baker, which is the non-Republican wing of the Republican Party that will do anything to curry favor with the Democrats. They want to win the strange new respect of the Democrats. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.